Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Treat yourself to a luxury ride with athletic performance. Get a Mercedes-Benz C-Class sedan or coupe with interest rates starting from 0.99% over 24 months.
So the Flames have signed Andrew Mangiapane today. It's a two-year deal for a $2.425 million per season is what that AAV looks like. And what really pops out to me when taking a look at this contract and its duration is Mangiapane's contract expires at the same time as Johnny Gaudreau, Matthew Tkachuk, and Mark Giordano. All three of those contracts, along with Mangiapane's contract, expire in the summer of 2022. That's going to be our topic on today's Daily Flames Roundtable, and that's going to be a very interesting summer for the team. It's Pat Steinberg, Will Nault, and Riley Pollock on your Daily Flames Roundtable today. And so here's my read on this, gents. My read is that, you know, these contracts are signed. I don't think that is necessarily by accident that a lot of these deals kind of expire at the same time. And my read is that this organization is looking at the next two seasons as a real window, and they're going to do everything in their power during that window to maximize their opportunity to win. That's how I read it, Will. Do you read things the same way, taking a look at some of these contracts and when they expire?
Not entirely, just because I do think some of the expiration dates lining up is purely coincidental. Like, I think Tkachuk and Mangiapane's contracts ending at the same time is a coincidence. They bridged Tkachuk at 3 years. I don't think they went in to say, hey, let's bridge him at three and Mangiapane at two and have those guys in at the same time. Johnny Gaudreau's contract is one that a lot of people have looked at as being, you know, prime spots for a Flames window. So I don't completely agree with you, Pat, but I certainly do think the next 2 years are super crucial for this team.
Yeah, I'd have to agree there. I'm not sure that they meant to do it, but I think it does give them the ability to do some sort of retool, maybe work around a new core in 2 years' time if they plan on moving away from Johnny Gaudreau in those 2 years.
I don't think anything Brad does is by coincidence. I really don't. I don't think that if you were to tell him, hey, do you know all these guys expire at the same time? I don't think he'd be like, oh, really? I didn't even think of that. I don't think anything he does is by coincidence. And while I don't necessarily think that he went in saying, we're going to have all these guys expire in the summer of 2022, this is my master plan, I think he understands. Like, I don't think there's any coincidence that Tkachuk and Gaudreau expire at the same time, for instance. I think that the 3 year deal for Tkachuk, they could have gone two. They could have done a different deal, but I think having that expire at the same time as Gaudreau was 100% by design. Coincidence, maybe, but I think it definitely helped the Flames push for a 2 year deal when it comes to Mangiapane. And then I don't think that, you know, Giordano would be the one, because it was the first one signed of the group. It might be the one that doesn't necessarily play into more of a master plan. But more than anything else, as you said, Will, whether it's coincidence or completely by design, who knows? Fact of the matter is, this team is kind of looking at a two-year window, a two-year span of time before they have to make some big decisions and have to maybe reset the way they're looking at this thing. But I think it's safe to say, and we don't know what moves are going to be made between now and the start of next season. There might still be moves coming, but I think it's safe to say that these next 2 years are kind of this core's opportunity to make a deep playoff run, to maximize what they've got right now. There's a very intriguing 2 year span for this Flames organization coming up.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I think a lot of that is again, tied to Johnny Gaudreau and all the talk that has been surrounding him since he entered the league. And that was the one piece that I think many fans had looked at and said, okay, as soon as this guy leaves the city, the chances of a Stanley Cup window is probably down a little bit. Now, that view has maybe changed for some fans. Is, you know, again, we've talked about this a lot, Pat. It's funny how the fan base goes from that sentiment to, you know, you can't trade this guy quick enough out of town. So, yeah, there's no question that no matter how you look at it, the next 2 years are big, because the look of this team could be different in the next two seasons.
It's our Daily Flames Roundtable with Riley Pollock, Will Nault, and Pat Steinberg along with you. So I guess the real interesting question is, or the one that is the most important when it's all said and done, Riles, is, of those guys that we're talking about, of Giordano, Gaudreau, who are the two UFAs when their contracts expire summer 22, and then Matthew Tkachuk and Andrew Mangiapane, who will remain RFAs, of those four, who's still here when we're at the summer of 2022? It's an impossible one. We're predicting and we're just guessing, but I think that's maybe the most interesting question of all here.
Yeah, it is an interesting question, and I could see both of the UFAs not being with the team then. It just comes down to, are they going to protect Mark Giordano? I don't think they should. I don't think they will. He could be with Seattle. He could not be with Seattle. So that's an interesting one there. And if they find the right suitor for Johnny Gaudreau, I'm sure that they're all ears if they don't think he's going to resign or if they don't want to resign him. So I'm pretty certain that both RFAs will still be around in that season, but I could very well see both UFAs already being gone before those contracts are up.
Yeah, I don't really disagree with that. I think that's a very good read on the situation. I'm with you fully 100% on the Mark Giordano cap or expansion situation. I would be protecting him. And not to say that I don't think Seattle would pick Mark Giordano with 1 year left and you know, age 38. I don't see that being a target for a team like Seattle, but certainly the potential is there for that. And then for Johnny Gaudreau, I think for the longest time, Pat, we've talked about his desire to go back home, and that was our read on it. And, you know, for the first time ever this summer, I was maybe a little bit looking at it, the situation, and saying, okay, maybe that door isn't completely shut. And that was the first time he's really talked candidly and saying that he does like it in Calgary. And you know, he's never been that definitive before. So has his playoff performance been frustrating? Absolutely. But I think he's a guy that helps you get in the postseason, and he's a guy that will always produce and might not ever get to that 99-point threshold again, but a guy that certainly does produce on a regular basis. And again, if you've only got him for two more seasons potentially, then it is a pretty big two seasons ahead for this team. And I think at this point, it's pretty safe to say that both RFA guys would be here at the end of those 2 years.
Yeah, I think Tkachuk and Mangiapane will absolutely be here. What's interesting is the other two. And I think Mark Giordano's still going to be here. I don't think he'll be elsewhere. I think Giordano will, whether his career is coming to an end, whether he is in the market for a one-year deal and still being with the team, I think Giordano's still a member of the Flames. There's
Does
no
he
doubt
get
about
protected for you.
I don't know. I don't like I at this point, we'll see what happens next season and how he plays. But at this point, I think there's a pretty decent chance at the very least they would go to him and ask if he'd be okay with waiving the no move clause or the no trade clause. I think there's a chance that that would be explored. So yeah, I would say 50-50 that he's protected at this point. And I understand, and I think that there would be a very good reason and an understandable reason if they were to say, hey, here's what your age is, and here's the situation for the team. We want to win a cup with you, but it's better for us if this happens. Yeah, I think there's a chance that a strong chance that he's exposed in the expansion draft. But I don't know if that's the way Seattle goes. I don't know if Seattle looks at that, and at the time, what would be a 39-year-old, 39-year-old forward, 38, soon to be 39-year-old forward. I don't know if they see that as the best road to go down as who they select in the expansion draft, as opposed to other players that they might be able to pluck off this roster. So that's why I say I think Giordano is going to be here when his contract expires. Whereas with Gaudreau, the more and more this offseason goes along, the more I believe that Gaudreau is going to be on this team come the start of next season. But do I believe he's going to be here at the end of his contract? I am not as sure. I still think that whether it's next season's trade deadline or next offseason, the opportunity to get the final year of a Johnny Gaudreau or potentially two playoff runs of Johnny Gaudreau, and the fact that I don't know what the case would be for him re-signing here and what does that contract look like, yeah, I think that there's less of a chance that Johnny Gaudreau is with this team when we get to the summer of 2022. So we'll see. And where is your feel on Giordano specifically and whether or not he's protected or not? I would say 50-50 that he is, maybe leaning more towards that he's not, 49-51 type thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the camp that I don't think he's going to be here. But again, for the first time really in a long, long time, I'm kind of convinced that it's not 100% a foregone conclusion. I think, you know, again, based on maybe I'm reading too much into his comments, but he's never said that before publicly. And I just think that the door is slightly more ajar. But I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to be here past that contract in two seasons.
Daily Flames Roundtable. It's Will Nault, Riley Pollack, and my name is Pat Steinberg. So let's just project a little bit. By the way, the one thing I didn't mention, Troy Brouwer's buyout also expires in the summer of 2022. Another thing that just at the same time is happening as a lot of these other things, specifically when it comes to the three younger players, Gaudreau, Tkachuk, and Mangiapane. If they're all still here in 2 years, and if they're all going to be here beyond that, what do those contracts look like, Will? What are we talking about in terms of the next deals? And I think the sexier two to talk about would be Gaudreau and Tkachuk.
Literally impossible to predict, Pat.
Oh, have some fun. You know, don't give me that. Let's have some fun here.
I'm just saying, based on the economics in the NHL and where things are at, I literally could not tell you what they are. So, you know, I guess we can have some fun, but it's kind of a silly exercise to try and predict what a contract looks like in 2 years. But if I were
to guess,
I would probably say that Tkachuk is going to be a guy that's $8.5 million and probably over a 5 or 6 year term. I don't know what Gaudreau's contract looks like. I think production the next two seasons would really play into that. Same being said for Tkachuk and for Mangiapane, I think something around the, you know, 4x4 or 4x4.5 is probably right in the ballpark you want to be at, depending. I mean, he can go out and change that number. But again, it's an exercise 2 years from now. So those would be my best guesses. The one that I think would be the hardest to predict would be Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. I think if I had to guess, Matthew Tkachuk's is going to be that 8, 8.5, probably a full 7 years. And you might even see the C on his jersey as well in 2 years. So Matthew Tkachuk's probably going to be in there in a long-term deal. Johnny, it could be a 3-year deal, a 2-year deal, you know? And I don't know if I'm way offside or way out of bounds in asking this, but is there any chance that his AAV goes down on his next contract if
he
has two more bad seasons?
He's been a 80 to 90 point player throughout his career, and especially the last number of years. Yes, he had a down year this year, and I guess we see what's going to happen this season. But I think the fact that Johnny Gaudreau has been on a quote-unquote bargain deal for the last little bit, I think that there would be very slim chances that his AAV goes down. I think it goes up. Your point about NHL economics is a good one, Will, and that, you know, we don't know what this is going to look like, but I am fairly confident in saying the cap's going to be right around $81.5 million for the summer of 2022. So I think that the cap is something that you can start to get your head around. And I think the two contracts that are fascinating, I don't think Gaudreau is going to be here. That would be my guess. But in saying that, if he is and they're talking about re-signing, I think you're probably talking about 6 times 8, 6 times 8.5 for Johnny. And I think you're probably talking about 8 times 8.5, 8 times 9 for Matthew Tkachuk. Those are the type of deals that I think are fair and would be market value, because I don't see NHL economics taking major steps from now to next summer, but I don't see them taking major steps back for players like that either. So that's why I think I can kind of project or give you a fun little ballpark as to what those might look like in a couple summers time.
Yeah, and again, if the cap is flat like that, I don't know if we're seeing raises of that amount of money. And yes, I know that the elite players across the NHL got that this year, so maybe for the sake of this exercise, in terms of Tkachuk and Gaudreau, we're probably not worrying too much about a lack of a substantial raise. But that's where I think the Mangiapane one is interesting, because if it remains at 81.5 and you look at some of the contracts signed this year, I'm not paying Mangiapane more than $5 million unless he goes out and has back-to-back 30-goal seasons and 60 points. I find it hard to see a double raise on a contract for Mangiapane. So that's why I sit here today, and I'm even more pleased with that contract if I'm a Flames fan.
Yeah, it's really interesting what happens in the summer of 22, because you've got those four contracts expiring, Mangiapane's deal that was signed today, on top of Gaudreau, Tkachuk, and Giordano, plus Brouwer's money comes off from the buyout. So you'll have some money to play with, because you'd imagine Giordano's deal goes down or isn't coming back. But then you've got big deals to potentially deal with when it comes to Tkachuk, and who knows about Gaudreau or who else might be here. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. That summer of 2022 could be really interesting for this Flames organization. That is our topic today on the Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable.
Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills is looking for your trade. They're paying out higher than average values, especially on SUVs from Mercedes-Benz. Visit them today.